In today's shiur, we continue discussing the issues that we mentioned in our previous shiur, where the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Resh Beis, Sif Zayin, based on our Gemara in Masechta Brachos, discussed the halachas of fruits and vegetables that are crushed. And what is the halacha on those fruits and vegetables? And in the previous year, we gave certain general rules to follow, general klolim to follow in determining what bracha should be made on a crushed or a ground fruit or vegetable. In today's year, we will attempt Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss some specific examples of different fruits and vegetables, and what would be their halacha. For example, if we have a whole kernel of corn, which are just popcorn, or if we have a kernel of, or kernels of corn that are pressed into flakes, though the halacha would be that bracha is bar pri adama. Because although the form and appearance of the corn has been significantly altered, since the kernels or pieces of kernel are still intact, the bracha is bar pri hadama. Unlike what we discussed in our previous year, the situation of the potatoes that were turned into in powder and then ultimately again turned into a mashed potato. There's an interesting comment that Rav Moshe makes regarding cereals that are made from corn. He says, even a corn-based cereal that still, since, which certainly doesn't look like corn, as long as the corn has not been ground, the halacha will be that you make a bari pri hadama. If, however, the fruit or vegetables are mashed, chopped, ground, strained, pureed, or cooked to the extent that they no longer retain their original form or appearance, then indeed the halacha would no longer be bar pri eitz or bar pri adama, the halacha would be a shahakal. However, it's important to point out that this follows the opinion of the Ramah. But if we look at the Shulchan Aruch, which is following the opinion of the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch says, doesn't make any distinction. And the Shulchan Aruch says that even when a fruit or a vegetable are completely ground or pureed, etc., the halacha still remains that we make the original bracha. And there's an interesting machlokes amongst the Sfardish Paiskim if they should follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, or should they be concerned in this situation for the opinion of the Ramah. The Ben Ishchai, the Shaul Sechuvus Rav Pa'olim, the Kaf HaChaim, are somewhat concerned for the opinion of the Ramah and a Machmer, that in the cases that we feel a Shahakal should be made, they too hold a Shahakal should be made. Rav Avadya Yosef in Shaul Sechuvus Yabia Oimer Chelig Zion Simon Chavtes disagrees strongly, and he feels that certainly in this case specifically they should follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch of the Rambam, and therefore it makes no difference what fruit or vegetable we're talking about and how it was ground or mashed. The halacha is that you always make the original bracha. The bracha for a jelly, since it doesn't have neither the physical form nor the appearance of the original fruit, that is the case of the pavdila, which was spoken about the Ramah, and the halacha will be that you make a shahakal. If, however, there are solid pieces of fruit in the jelly, then the bracha would be the bracha that is made on the original fruit. If in a situation where, as we're saying, if you could tell, even though it was mashed, from which fruit it came from, then even the Rama would agree, since that is not the case of Havdila, and that the halacha then is you make the original bracha, the Paiskim discuss how, if we can't be sure what is the case, should we do? So the Paiskim suggest that what we should do is that mashed food should be shown to other people. If they could identify the fruit or vegetable from which it came, it is considered recognizable and the original bracha should be made. If they can't identify it, or if they're not quite sure, then we make a shahakal. The Sefer on Brachas by Rabbi Badner quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskening this way. If a cereal was made from corn flour, or Pesach, it was made out of potato starch, there the Paiskim say that clearly the bracha is shahakal, because now you can't tell it's corn, and since it was corn or potatoes that were completely ground, the bracha is shahakal. And that's why on Pesach, people who don't eat matzah meal, people who have the minig of gebrochs, and they make cakes from potato starch, the bracha on those cakes is a bari priyates. If someone mashes a banana, typically when you mash a banana, even if you mash it well, it's still noticeable that it's a banana. Similarly, if somebody mashes eggplant, the halacha will be that the bracha is bari pri hadoma, even if there are no big pieces of banana or eggplant left. The same is the halacha by mashed potatoes. No matter how finely the potatoes are mashed, says the Das Torah in the Masham, the halacha will be that it's obvious that these were originally potatoes and that the bracha will be bari pri adama. Other vegetables, however, are not as distinctive when they're mashed, and therefore in those situations, the bracha may be different and the bracha would be a shahakal. In that Sefer on Brachas, he says the mashed carrots, he says, do not have a unique texture and appearance. And he, therefore, quoting Reb Shlomo Zalman, says, and quoting Rebbe Yoshev, say that the halacha would be that the bracha is bari pri shakal ni devari. Potato chips are made from pieces of potatoes which are thinly sliced and fried. So since the potatoes have not been ground in any way, the bracha is certainly bari pri hadoma. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky would say this. The shredded potatoes in a kugel or a latkes are generally recognizable. And as we've been saying, if the vegetable or fruit are recognizable, the bracha is bari pri adama. If a kugel is made from ground or blended potatoes that are completely ground up, some Paiskim are of the opinion that in such a case, it's not recognizable that they're coming from a potato and the bracha should be there for shahakal. Other Paiskim hold that no matter how finely ground or blended the potatoes are, it's still not recognizable that they're coming from potatoes and that the bracha should therefore be a bari pri adama. when you have sometimes a vegetable kugel or vegetable latkes, you're not going to usually have that every piece of the vegetable was completely ground up, and therefore the brach would be shahakel. If, however, it was completely ground up with no piece of vegetable at all recognizable, the halacha would be that you make a shahakel. Baby food, so typically vegetables or fruits in baby foods are pureed and unrecognizable. So if an adult would want to eat the baby food, the brach is shahakel. Creamed spinach is usually made from chopped spinach. Even though it's creamed and seasoned, it's generally recognizable, and the brach therefore is by Pri HaAdamah. Pureed spinach may be so unrecognizable that there the halacha would be shahakel. Applesauce, which is very often strained and pureed and finely ground, and therefore the apples are no longer recognizable, the halacha would be shahakel. But if you have pieces of apple, then the halacha is you make ho'etz. And as we spoke in our previous shiur, what you should perhaps do is eat a piece of apple along with your applesauce, that many paiskim, as we explained, hold that then certainly would make a bari pri'etz. Dehydrated apples, the brach is bari pri'etz. Even if the apple is not recognizable, and even if you just have dehydrated apple bits, since the apple was never ground, and as we've been saying, if the fruit has not been ground, then it retains the original bracha to shahakel. Corn chips are made from ground corn, and therefore the bracha for corn chip is a shahakel. Peanut butter usually is not much of a shaila, because typically peanut butter is eaten on a piece of bread or in a cracker, and we'll make a hamotzi on the bread or a mezoinis on the cracker. But if one wants to eat plain peanut butter, most poskim hold that you should make a shahakel. Even though one could argue that the peanut butter is peanuts are very commonly made into peanuts, still, the sefer from Rabbi Badner quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman that this is clearly in the category of Havdila. Why? Because as we said in our previous year, when something is ground by machine, it's much more likely not to retain its original bracha. Furthermore, there are other ingredients added to the peanuts. Given all of these reasons, the halacha is that Rav Shlomo Zalman held that you should make a shahakel on peanut butter. Tchina, which is made from ground sesame seeds, most poskim suggest that the bracha of tchina would be a shahakel. Falafel balls is a very interesting discussion, and falafel balls, I saw that even Rav Avadya Yosef, whom we quoted earlier in our shiur as saying, holds that that Sfardim should follow the opinion of the Rambam, and that the opinion of the Rambam is that even if it's ground, even if the fruit or vegetable is ground, they retain their original bracha. But Rav Avadya Yosef and his son and his sefer Halacha Brura discusses this at great length, takes the opinion that there are so many reasons not to make a hadoma on a falafel, which is ground chickpeas. First of all, as we start, we're talking about chickpeas that are ground. Second of all, there are many other ingredients in the falafel, spices, etc., besides the chickpeas. Thirdly, there's flour typically added to the falafel balls. And even though it wouldn't be a situation that we should make a bari mina mezaynus, even though we've learned in our sugyas, the kol sheyesh by mechameshes aminim, the halacha is that we do make a bari mina mezaynus. The fact is that the flour that's added to the falafel balls are not really there to give the primary taste, and certainly falafel balls are not called flour, and therefore he says that the halacha is that we should, even Rav Adi Yosef feels that the halacha is that we should make a shahakel of falafel balls. Another example where shahakel made is when we have fruit leather, which is made out of grinding the fruit and then pressing it together into this fruit leather. Certainly, there the halacha is that we should make a shahakel. An interesting question that I saw there of Shlomo Zalman Orbach poses is, why is the bracha on chocolate shahakel? We know that everybody makes a shahakel on chocolate. Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shalos Teshuvos Mincha Shlomo Siman Tzadik Aleph asks that since chocolate is normally planted with the intention of it being ground into a chocolate, and we said that any fruit or vegetable that's meant to always be ground, even if it's ground, and even according to the Ramah, it retains its original bracha. So therefore he questions why the bracha on chocolate is shahakel, which he doesn't say one should change and not make a shahakel on chocolate bars, but perhaps according to the way we've been learning, the bracha should really be ho'eitz, as the cocoa bean grows on a tree. Most Paiskim, however, say that since the chocolate bar has in it so many other ingredients, it's very rare that somebody would make chocolate out of the cocoa powder, the cocoa bean. It's a very expensive bean. Therefore, the halacha is that the minhag ha'olam is to make a shahako on chocolate. As we discussed just now, when we speak about a fruit or a vegetable, we look at what is it normally used for. And that makes a determination what bracha should be recited. The question that comes up is, some fruits and some vegetables are used for both purposes. They're used ground and they're used whole. So how do we determine what should be the bracha? So the Paiskim all suggest that we follow Roiv. We follow what is it most commonly used for. But there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim how to understand what Roiv means. The question comes up when we speak about tomato paste, ketchup. Ketchup is usually not a food that's eaten by itself, and that will play a role. Because there are tomatoes that are grown for eating, for slicing and eating, and there are tomatoes that are grown for being made into tomato paste or tomato sauce. So how do we look at that? Do we look at all tomatoes as one type of vegetables? Or do we look at the tomato paste, since the tomato paste, the tomato sauce, come from tomatoes that are specifically grown for that purpose? And since it's grown for that purpose, the halacha should be that we should make the hadamah. So the Paiskim make a very interesting point. They say that on tomato paste, on tomato sauce, we should make a shahakel. Because they say two reasons. Number one, the tomatoes, the tomatoes are also grown for eating. And even the tomatoes that are grown for grinding, for being made into tomato paste, can be theoretically used to eat with. And therefore, if you ground them up, you haven't, that's called changing the tomato. And furthermore, they say, since the tomato sauce is not served only just ground tomatoes, there are other ingredients spices and other ingredients added to the tomato sauce. The combination of those two factors point to the direction that a shahakal should be made on tomato paste, on tomato sauce. The Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, however, tells us that even in a situation where a shahakal should be made, if one, by mistake, made a pre hadama or pre eitz, even if the ground up fruit or vegetable are unrecognizable, but the evid, it's okay. And so, say the Paiskim, is even the halacha in a situation where one made a bari pri adama on a product that was made out of corn flour. The most typical question would be if somebody would make a hadama on a cake made from Pesach from potato starch, or one would make a hadama on corn chips. Since, as we just learned, even the Ramah agrees that b'di'evid, that would be acceptable.